Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. So if you're up and about and making your morning coffee, looking at the Sunday paper, getting ready to go to an early mass, before you leave, give us a call, and we'll try and give you some ideas and some help with problems that you've had in the past, or maybe you're planning out a new garden. I know it's only January, but this time of the year is the perfect time to do that. And also, it's a quiet time at your local nursery and garden center. And if your favorite nursery does landscaping, this could be a good time for you to stop by, say hello, and set up a time to have them come to your home and look at it to give you some ideas for new trees, new shrubbery, foundation-type plantings, help you to locate and plan out a perennial bed, things that need to be done. Right now, they're quiet, and they have the time to get to you. And that way, when the season gets started and they begin to receive their plant material, if there's any specific plants that you want, then you get first pick. So if you're thinking of planting a magnolia or dogwood or flowering trees of any type, go to the nursery, have them come to your home, and they can help you to determine which plants would do best for your particular area. You know, if your location is sun all day, then that's not too much of a problem to determine what plants. But if you're getting partial shade or shade all day, that makes the difference in the type of plant material that can be used. So if you've got a lot and you've got some big oaks, some big pines, maples, and other types of trees that are giving you half a day of shade, and you want a flowering type tree on your property for some nice early color, then the flowering crab is not going to be the plant to use. A magnolia will tolerate the shade. Dogwood will tolerate the shade. And they'll grow. They'll get bigger every year. And as they get larger, they'll produce more and more blossoms. But you need the help of a professional. So if there's a nursery, a garden center that you go to on a regular basis to buy your annuals, your vegetables, some perennials, your lawn fertilizer, and you've had a good track record with them, they've worked good with you, they've given you a lot of great information, talk to them about coming down and walking the property with you and giving you some ideas for the springtime. And then again, when spring arrives, you've got a plan. And that's the secret with any type of garden, a plan. It's not just dig a hole, throw them in, and hope for the best. make a plan, and that way you will know how to set it up in the early spring. It'll be a lot easier. Your plants will grow a lot better, and the production will be wonderful at the same time. So start thinking about the springtime. And again, I know it's January, and you're probably saying, Paul, it's too cold. We still have snow. If you have snow, that's okay. Again, you can stop by, say hello. Maybe some of the nurseries where you shop, they produce a catalog. You could leave your name and address, and when the catalog comes out, then it could be sent to you so that you could look it over, see what types of plants they'll be receiving. But suggestions from that nursery will go a long way. Pictures of your house will go a long way. And, you know, it doesn't have to be 8x10s, just regular pictures that you've taken of the house to give them some idea of what the front of the house looks like. How many windows? How far apart are they spaced? How high off the ground are the windows? That way you don't buy a plant, set it in front of the window that's 3 feet off the ground, and select a plant that will grow 6 to 7 feet tall, so that in 5 years, you can't look out the window anymore, and then the plant has to be severely cut back. You want to plant once and enjoy what that plant will do to your home over and over and over and over again without a lot of maintenance on your part, and the possibility that the plants are going to get so big that down the road you're going to have to rip them all out and start all over again. So get your advice from the nursery salespeople, the people that you deal with in season. Right now, again, they're quiet. Now, the other thing that you can do at this time of the year that will help you, if you have a lot of trees and you need some of them pruned or even taken down, this is the best time of the year to have that done. The reason is, if it's a leaf-type tree, a deciduous plant, the foliage is off the plant, and it's easier for the landscape company or tree company to come in and do that selective pruning or tree removal, because the weight on the branches has been removed by the foliage coming off the plant. So it's easier to take down branches and to take down the actual tree. Also, this time of the year is their slow season. They want to keep all the employees working. So call 2 or 3 tree companies, landscape companies, or maybe even your local nursery does tree work. Have them come and get an estimate to have the work done. And it can be done during January, February, March. That's the best time to do that pruning. You don't want to do a lot of pruning in April because the sap is moving at that point, and you're going to have what they call bleeding. The sap is being pushed up from the ground into the tree, and if you're doing a lot of pruning in the early spring, then that sap will drip from the ends where you made the cut. Doing the pruning at this time of the year, the cut has a chance to dry, and that will prevent loss of moisture in the springtime, and that will help the plant in the long run. So call somebody that's certified as an arborist, somebody that's insured, and when they come, you want to see some type of policy that they have stating that they are insured. nothing worse than having tree work done. The tree comes down on top of your house, a tool shed on the deck, and the landscape people that you've hired have no insurance. Now what do you do? If they're insured, something happens, that property can be replaced. But this is the best time. They're looking for work. They want to keep their employees going all winter, and they'll give you a better price now than they will in April or May when they just can't move fast enough. So use the season wisely and have this tree work done, whether it's pruning or removal. Your local nursery can help you to decide what type of plant material. They can also help you to design a walkway with planting beds. Talk to them. Right now, they have that time, and they can help you to be ready when the season gets here. And it gives you time to look over at some of their suggestions. 855.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 18th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1690.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1732.06, $866.03 for a half ounce, or $433.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $1732.06, $866.03, and $433.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. organization by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And Tom, I understand we have a caller. Who is up next?
We sure do have a caller. Next up, we've got Karen from Mass with a question about hibiscus.
Karen, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey there, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I actually get three quick questions. And one is, when do I take up, I have like Cowley's and, oh my God, I just went blank, you know, all the potted plants in the basement.
Yep.
When do I take them up and start them going? Dahlias, calla lilies and dahlias. And then my next question is, I know that you've told me in the past not to overwater hibiscus, and when you do water them, always feed them, which I do. I've got two. One's doing really great, and the other one, its leaves are wilting, but I don't think it's because of water. I think I keep my house pretty cool. So I think that might be it. And then my third thing is just, I heard an interview on permaculturing, and I found it fascinating. And I have almost an acre of land that I barely use. And I'm wondering, how would I, prepare land that's never been planted on to do some gardening? Have you ever heard of permaculturing?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, what is there now? Is it a wooded area? Is it a field with grass?
It's a little of both. I'm looking out at my yard right now, and under the snow. It's I tried to plant a lawn there years ago. Nothing really came of it. So it's kind of just like wild grasses that grow and some trees and some sticky stick type weeds. Actually, I think I have some deer that were bedding down out back, as on the other side of the fence my neighbors have a barn with horses, so they probably feel that it's a safe place. I mean, it's pretty open. I wouldn't have to dig up any trees or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I think probably the first thing that you'll need to do is to have that area that you want to use either rototilled or plowed. But if it's grasses, then a good, strong rototiller can break that apart real, real easy. And that's something that you can schedule. I would call, like, in March, go to a feed and grain store, local nursery. They probably know somebody that has a good, heavy-duty rototiller, sometimes even at, like, a little corner store, or the post office where there's a board where people will put, like, business cards. But you want a heavy-duty rototiller to dig up that soil, to break apart the grasses, and to soften up the soil. And start small. Don't say, well, I'm going to do a half-acre garden this year. It's your first attempt. Start small. See how you make out. And then you can enlarge in the future as you get more and more accustomed to it. Now, once it's been tilled over, the grass is chopped up and ground up, then you can add soil conditioners. Animal manure can be brought in. Lime will definitely need to be added if it's been dormant for a long period of time. And you can do everything at the same time. So step one, get the area removed of all top growth that's there right now so that you have just nice soil. Condition the soil. You could have a soil test done in your local county extension service is the right place to go to have that soil test so that you know how much lime, and then it will also tell you what you will need for a fertilizer, and that will help you a great deal to get started off on the right foot. But again, start small. See how you make out. Do your research during the winter. Write down some of the important steps for this particular type of gardening. And the better your research during the winter, the easier it's going to be for you down the road. Now, your potted bulbs that are in the basement, normally during the end of February is a good time to bring them up. Cut off all the dead foliage, water, use the liquid food. Bring them up in a nice sunny window to give them a head start, and then you'll be ahead of the season because you start them indoors. And your hibiscus, feed often, but water only when necessary and lots of sun.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, it's cold out, it's winter, and you may be looking for some ideas for a sign that spring is coming. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of great gardening magazines out there, but a lot of them are a combination of gardening and a home and not just gardening. But there is one magazine that the entire magazine from front to cover is nothing but gardening information, gardening stories that will help you to enjoy the winter months. And the name of that magazine is called Green Prints, the Weeder's Digest. And joining us this morning is Pat Stone. He is the editor of Green Prints, and probably kind of fun this time of the year to have him on and have him tell you about this magazine and how it can help to keep you sane when the weather stays cold and there's a lot of snow on the ground. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're 37 degrees. We got snow on the ground and the trees. It looks pretty, but we need to stop thinking about springtime, and I know you can help to get us there.
Winter. I guess we have to have it, but it does drag on.
It does. Tell us about Green Prints, how we can take that long winter and make it become a lot shorter.
Green Prince is very popular in the winter because Green Prince is a magazine of garden stories, garden experiences, garden humor, garden hope. So it sort of encourages people and reminds them and gives them. There's a little story I tell. Actually, this is a great example. There's, it's called The Next Best Thing. It's a girl writing about her parents. When my parents reached their 70s, they began to have difficulty doing the things they used to do with ease. A saying by test pilot Chuck Yeager became their favorite motto. Do the best you can for as long as you can. And when you can't, do the next best thing. My father in particular had trouble with his knees. Sometimes rising from the ground was hard for him. Mom became ever vigilant to be sure he hadn't gotten hurt. One day, she looked out the window, and there he was, flat on his stomach in the middle of the garden. She rushed outside. George, George, are you all right? That's when she noticed that he had a trowel in his hand and was weeding. George, what are you doing? He looked up and said, the next best thing. And that's what Green Prince is. When you can garden, the next best thing is to read the stories about gardening, the stories that remind us of how funny it could be, how humorous we can mess up, and how inspiring it can be, and how warm and beautiful. And that's what Green Prince shares, the personal stories of people, real gardeners, all over the country, even all over the world.
Yeah, it's a great magazine, and it's something that at this time of the year, as you said, it will help to bring a little humor. It'll give you some great ideas at the same time, some stories that will put a smile on your face and let you know that all your work is not for nothing. Now, tell us about your website.
All right. Well, in fact, that's the easiest way to learn more about the magazine and to sign up and subscribe is to go to greenprints.com. Now, Green Prince is spelled like thumbprints that are colored green, not like Prince Charming. Greenprints.com, and you go there and you can see some beautiful art because it's mostly art illustrations that decorate the book, and you can read some of the sample stories. You can sign up for a subscription or give a gift subscription. It's only $19.97. And if you mention Paul Parent, mention him in his show, I will give you an extra issue so I'll know where it came from, and I'll do that for you. Greenprints.com is the website. It's got a lot of beautiful things there.
Yeah, and the thing that's nice is if you're new to Green Prints and you like it, you can also order on the website some of the back issues that will give you additional reading material and additional stories about the garden.
Yes, no, they never go out of date. Those stories are timeless. I've now been doing the magazine for over 23 years, and it's won an award as the best small garden magazine in the country. So it's an institution now. It's been around, and yes, all those back issues are just as good today as the day they were created.
Now, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and how Green Prints came about. But you've got a lot of background in magazines, and I think they may enjoy to hear your story.
Oh, well, thanks, Paul. I used to be the garden editor at Mother Earth News magazine, that how-to country skills, gardening and home building magazine, Mother Earth News. I worked there for a dozen years. It was great. I had a wonderful time. But after about 8 or 9 years of doing garden editing and working on those kind of stories, I realized I was kind of getting repetitive. We were always saying which month is best to prune your raspberries, you know, how to set up broccolis, build soil. And you realize that stuff is so important. I mean, the recipes of gardening, the how-to of gardening is the backbone of gardening, without a doubt. And yet, it's not really why we garden. We garden for the food, we garden for the flowers, but we garden for the rewards, the satisfaction, the pure joy of doing it. And nothing was sharing that. Everything was just basic instruction, basic construction. So I started Green Prints to chase the soul of gardening, to have us all share in a community, in a little literary community, of what we really enjoy about it. And it's been a great, great fun and great success, and people have really responded. People are very warmly moved by it.
Yeah, it's a fun magazine. I'll tell you, one of the things that you mentioned is some of the art. And some of it is so humorous. I mean, you look at the pictures and it brings a smile to your face. And it's something that you won't find in your traditional magazine, you know, Better Homes and Gardens and things like that.
Well, they're wonderful magazines, and we need them tremendously. We do, of course. They're very important. But there's just a place for being reminded of the joys of gardening and the humor and frustrations of gardening. And the best way for me to do that with those kind of stories is through art. And I've got a pool of 16 different illustrators from all over the U.S. and Canada who draw for me every issue, and they're just wonderful. And they put their heart into the art for Green Prints. So, yes, I some of it comes, and I open it up, and I just laugh out loud. It's just such a pleasure to get to deal with such wonderful illustrations and share them.
Yeah, and it's a magazine that's affordable. It makes a great gift. You know, so if you have a gardening friend that's having a birthday and you want to buy them something a little bit different, if you have somebody that's been helping you on your property, you know, to mow the lawn or to do some of the bull work, some of the heavy work to get you into that mode, this could make a nice present to give to them. Valentine's Day's coming up in February. That could be instead of roses that will last a week or 10 days, something like Green Prints will last the whole year and give a lot of enjoyment to the reader of the magazine.
It's a very personal gift. It's a way to share with somebody who loves gardening and kind of help them enjoy that. And it's a very touching thing to get. And we send out a gift card when you do a gift subscription, and we put the message you want on it. If you want to say Happy Valentine's Day, we put that on it. It does make a very good gift, and a lot of people do it for that.
Yeah. But it's something that, especially now, January and February, you know, getting a lot of cloudy days, gray days, where you almost are not motivated to do anything, you know, being that this is the best time to prepare for the spring, I think if you spend a half an hour, read through the magazine, read some of the stories, it will give you that motivation to get started and to get ahead of it. And that's one of the problems that a lot of us have. We have a big piece of property and we're playing catch up all year. So if we can get motivated now, Pat, then we can be ahead of the game or at least running even.
Yeah, at least until the weeds start catching up with it. Spring is a great time, and winter is a great time to dream about the next year's garden. But actually, personally, I think a good goal is to always make your garden smaller, because they do tend to get away with you. You know, we all have these big dreams in winter and big dreams in spring, and then summer comes along and the gardens are growing faster. We can keep up with it. So personally, my goal is to make the garden smaller every year. And more manageable, not to make it bigger. But I know plenty of gardeners who can keep up with them and work really hard at them. I'll have to tell you a story after the break if you want about a fanatic big gardener. Because they're fun. They're great. They're beautiful people.
Yeah, we have a big vegetable garden. My kids are all grown up. It's only my wife and I. And I've never shrunk the size of the garden because I've made it into a raised bed in most areas, which would mean I would have to remove all of the lumber and level everything to put it back to grass. So I have as much fun growing and giving it away to neighbors and friends as I do eating it myself. And it's always fun to watch plants grow and to try new varieties of plants for your garden or even a new type of plant.
Well, good for you, Paul. If you can still keep up with all that, I commend you. I once pulled out the rototiller of Solomon and cut my vegetable garden in half so I could keep up with it easier. And you know, because my four kids are gone, and we don't need as much vegetables. And it just makes it a little more satisfying if you don't have to feel guilty because you're falling behind.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that I did last year, I did cut back on some of the plants that I knew I was growing too much of, and planted more of that area with a winter squash so that I would have produce. I mean, you're during the spring and summer, I mean, you're getting zucchini and summer squash every single day, and it gets to a point where you say, I can't eat any more of this.
Right.
So took some of those areas, planted but a cup of butternut squash, some Hubbard, and let it fill in that whole bed with those vines, and that will give me some squash that I can eat during the winter. As a matter of fact, on Friday night, we cooked some beautiful butternut squash from our vegetable garden.
Nice, nice. And yeah, we still have kale that's hanging in there in our garden, but then again, I don't live up in Maine. So we can keep that going in a mild winter, which this has been so far for us.
Yeah, well, we've had some cold weather. We've had a lot of snow. And I'm still picking Brussels sprouts from
nice.
The vegetable garden, even though there's snow in the garden. I just bring a broom, clean up an area, and cut the Brussels sprouts, bring them in the house, let them thaw. And once you've had that cold weather, the Brussels sprouts seem to be sweeter after Thanksgiving and throughout the entire winter. But kale, as you're right, is another plant that will do very, very well with a mild winter and even with the cold. Now, you're from the Carolinas, so that you do get some cold weather and you do get snow occasionally, but you can still garden and enjoy it.
Well, you know, it does kind of go slow down, but you can still harvest the things through the winter anyway.
That's right. Okay, Pat, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back,
have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of stoves.
sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Club. We're talking with Pat Stone about a very unique magazine called Green Prints, and a great website, a lot of information. And one of the things that during the break I was clicked on to the website, and it has sample stories so that if you want to get an idea what the magazine is all about, you can click on sample stories. Read about it before you purchase. And that way you'll have some idea. Now, you're going to, before the break, you told us you were going to tell us a story that's in one of your magazines that would bring us a little laughter.
Well, you talked about people who garden really hard and garden really much, and this is my favorite master gardener story. You know, master gardeners are so well-trained and such dedicated gardeners, and every time I speak to a group of master gardeners, I love it. They're wonderful people. But they do get carried away sometimes. And this is by Lucy B. Richardson of Frankfort, Kentucky, and it's called Street Smarts. When my husband and I got married, we moved to Frankfort, Kentucky. Our home was on the same street as the Capitol building, so lots of tourists would walk by. Well, an elderly neighbor got me interested in gardening, and I found the more I did it, the more I loved it. I got so I was out there every day from dawn to dark, can't see to can't see, adding new beds, putting in new plants, tending, deadheading, weeding, just having the time of my life, just gardening all the time. Now, our garden was on the street that led to the Capitol, so lots of tourists would go by. Sometimes they'd come right up to the fence and stare at my garden. I might pick a bouquet on the spot and give it to them. In our neighborhood, it was in the city. It had its share of homeless persons. But I didn't mind. I'd share my flowers with them, too. Well, one morning, I was out working in my garden early, about 7 a.m., just like usual, when one of the regular homeless persons came by. Now, normally, This man didn't give me or my garden a second look. He was too busy looking for cans to recycle or trash to sort through. But today, he came right up to the fence and stared me straight in the face. "Excuse me, ma'am," he said. "Can I tell you something?" "Why, sure," I said, expecting the usual compliments. "Whoever owns this place works you way too hard." I've always loved that story. You know, one of the great things about gardening is it gives us a chance to develop our sense of humor, to learn to laugh at ourselves, because there's no way we won't make mistakes in there. There's no way anybody who gardens won't kill plants. We all commit planticide, and it's just better to learn to laugh at those things, those humbling experiences, versus be too upset by them.
Right, and you learn more by killing a plant than you will from a gardening book. And believe me, I've been gardening for a long time, and a lot of my knowledge that I'm able to share with the listeners is from killing plants that I've put in my garden, or putting them in the wrong area, and or putting plant material that's going to get too big or doesn't fit the site.
Yeah, no, gardening isn't, you know, there's a reason the words humus and humbling have the same root. I mean, gardening is an eternally humbling experience, and it's good to learn to go with that and laugh at it sometimes and not be too upset by it. Just like you say, put in another plant, try again.
Yeah, and, you know, when you live in an area where you have four seasons, it's not like you've lost a permanent part of your garden. You get a second chance. So you had a problem in the spring of this year, and it carried out through the summer. The following year, you don't plant that particular vegetable or annual or perennial. You plant something else, and you get a fresh start all over again, or different varieties, because each variety of an annual, a vegetable, a perennial, or even a tree will do its own thing compared to other varieties. So, you know, if you can increase your skills, if you can get information that's found in green prints with stories that will give you ideas about your garden and get you motivated, then this time of the year, we need motivation. And this is a wonderful magazine. And now the magazine itself comes out how many times a year, Pat?
It comes out quarterly. It comes out with the seasons. I'm just about to finish the spring issue and get that one ready to go. And then if you also subscribe, you get a bonus issue called The Weeder's Reader, which is the best green print stories ever. It includes the story of St. Fiacre, the patron saint of gardening, the Green Man, just a collection of beautiful stories. And if you tell them, tell me by the phone or on the website that you heard about it on.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.